Coming up next hour, South Carolina Democratic Senator candidate Jamie Harrison will be our special guest. We're going to discuss Harrison's Senate race against the incumbent Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. We'll talk to Jamie Harrison next hour, but right now it is time for Steve to help some people, help our listeners out there.
Let me introduce, make one more introduction.
Oh,
we gave
okay.
introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey has also produced more people who have taken full credit for his being. More people have claimed to have made me than God. Ladies and gentlemen, they know who they are. All both of them, ladies and gentlemen. You can't say their names for fear of lawsuits, but they know who they are. They're listening. They have nothing else to do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Oh, my God.
Now,
we'll toss it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to get back to him.
All right. If you have some questions for the CLO, make sure you go to steveharveyfm.com and submit your questions. Okay. Here we go. CLO Chief Love Officer Tito, online listener, says, I am a 37-year-old single man and I have an admirer at church. She's my pastor's older sister, so she has to be over 65. She started flirting, squeezing my arms and commenting on my physique. And now every Sunday she wants a hug. Last week, she asked me to walk her to her car. She had cooked for me and gave me three big aluminum trays full of food. As I loaded the food in my car, she stopped me and said she's also a great cook in the bedroom. Surely she doesn't think I'd have sex with her. Oh, and her food was terrible. How can I get her to leave me alone?
Well, first of all, let me clear you up with something. Surely she do think you gonna get in bed with her.
Right.
Because ain't no old ass woman made you three aluminum trays full of food and not want something in return. She wants
three aluminum pans of food. You know how much food that is?
Boy, that's them big pans.
That's
about 4 inches
food.
Deep. The ones you usually have just dressing in. Yeah, she wants you, boy. And she cooked good in bed, too. So now, what you want us to tell you, dog? How old did he say he was?
37.
You're 37,
and she's
60, dog.
Over 65.
Yeah. Tell her you ain't interested. You ever tried that? Just try that.
Come here, give me a hug.
And she can't cook. What did we hug? Your non-cooking ass off of me.
They're at church, Steve. She's a pastor's sister, don't forget.
Get your non-cooking ass off of me.
Still?
They was out at the car, Shirley. They wasn't in church.
All right. Still, I consider that holy ground, too, but okay.
Not right, the parking lot. No, I was in the parking lot ministry.
So then it was holy ground, right?
Because we used to have cars getting stole doing service. And so they put me in the parking lot ministry because I cussed. I was stopping people with profanity. From I see you climbing the fence. Hey, man, get the blank off the fence. I see your blankety blank. I see you blankety blank. And, you know, so car theft went down. We had only lost one car in a whole year after I took over. And after that, I had won the Young Christian of the Year award.
Oh, really? Oh, you said something you're proud?
Nicole in Dallas, she says, I'm a 35-year-old married woman pregnant by my 25-year-old boyfriend. I've been married for 6 years, and we've been trying to get pregnant, but couldn't because of my husband's health issues. Now I'm pregnant. He thinks it's a miracle, and he wants to stop taking his blood pressure medication. I have to tell him this is not his child, so he will need his blood pressure pills, plus some more pills.
What?
There's no easy way to tell him, but I'm very happy about the baby. How should I break the news to him?
What?
Oh, this is stupid.
Well, let me tell you something, lady. What we not going to do is get in the middle of this, because there is no best way to break this news to him. Mm-mm. You got a 25-year-old boyfriend that impregnated you, and you real happy about the baby. And your husband can't have kids because of his medical condition. So now, we don't know how you're going to break it to him.
Right.
So we don't know. We don't know.
Next.
I promise you I don't know. don't know. And don't even ask me.
Yeah.
I'm not. Ain't no good way to do this right here.
No.
I can tell you what's going to happen, but we ain't going to tell you what you should do.
What's going to happen?
Oh, my God.
It's going to start with an ass.
That's the first.
I like it when it starts like that.
And yeah. Then it's going to probably snowball into somebody going to be doing some serious ass time.
Wow. All right. T-Mac in Ohio says, I'm in my mid-40s, and my wife is a constant nag and buzzkill. I can say that I'm going to the store. She'll tell me to be more careful. To be careful because I'm a black man and there's a Target on me. I can be gone for 10 minutes and she's calling me to check on me. If she doesn't agree with something I want to do, like go to watch a high school football game, she nags me about COVID-19 and I usually end up not going. Just to keep the peace, she gets on my nerves all day, every day. How can I handle this? And be careful how you handle this and answer this, sir.
Well, me and Jay is on the show. We, you know, we got a show fire where you ain't got to hear this no more.
You know, three ways real quick. Three ways
that'll get you.
Yeah. Five total between us.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't got to hit
my one.
You ain't six. We got six. We got six ways.
Right.
Yeah, on this show, you can handle it. Ain't got to hear it no damn more.
You won't have to
now,
hear it, man.
You know, now if you want to hear that, you know, but I want you to understand now, this is very final. Very final. It's going to cost you. Yeah. And this does not involve counseling. Yeah.
All right.
This is real permanent, though, so be careful.
We got to go. Thank you, CLO.
But at least next fall, you'll be at the football game.
Coming up next, Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.